Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. It's mostly about education, sir. Your opinion does matter. For example, the first question does ask, how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
One.
Okay, great. And moving on quickly, sir, what is your age for statistical purposes?
Why does my age really matter?
That's okay, sir. We just wanted to have an idea of the persons we're interviewing. Would you say your age is between 18 to 29, 30 to 34, 35 to 39, 40 to 44, 45 to 49?
40 to 44.
Oh, okay. All right. And we would like to know as well, sir, how would you describe your race?
I don't want to do this. I'm sorry.
It'll be brief, sir. Your opinion does matter.
No, I don't want to do this. Why is the race stuff coming, though?
Remember, we're doing a survey which indicates the list of persons that we interview. It'll be very brief, sir. Well, the other question that we would ask you is, what grade is your child currently in?
The seventh grade.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know is, which of the following best describes the school where a child is enrolled this year? Would you say a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or
Catholic? The public charter school.
Oh, okay. And moving on quickly, to the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school, meaning vocational? No? All right. And students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your seventh grade child's school was graded in the same way, considering all parts of the school experience such as
communication. She's an A student.
No, sir, I was asking you, I wanted to know, all right, how would you rate or considering all parts of the school experience such as communication, academic sports, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would
the
you
school
grade?
Is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very
how would
good.
You? How would you grade your seventh grade child school so far this year? Would you say an A, B, C?
Yes,
okay.
An A.
Okay. Well, thinking about the letter grade you just gave to your seventh grade child school, what were you thinking of in particular in your own words when you gave the grade you did? Like in your own words, sir, because your opinion matters to us?
Because the school is very good. They care about their kids.
All right. I'm writing that down. The school is very good and care about the kids. Great feedback, sir. Moving on quickly. To the best of your knowledge, is your seventh grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group? Would you say yes or no?
She's reading above.
Would that be a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay. How about in terms of math? Is your seventh grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group when it comes to math?
Yes,
would you say yes or no? Okay.
Yes.
How does your seventh grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP? Would you say a yes or a no?
I don't know. I guess a yes. I don't know.
Yes? Okay.
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, all right. And does your seventh grade child, sir, receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Would you say yes or no? No?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your seventh grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not concerned, no.
I'm sorry?
I'm not concerned, no.
Oh, would that be not too concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Oh, okay. All right. And how much have you discussed your seventh grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
She's too young for that right now. Not yet.
Okay.
She just needs to focus on her school, and then we can worry about that when she gets.
No problem, sir. All right. And moving on.
This is a lot of questions.
Yes, sir. Remember, your opinion does matter, and I'll be very quick. Thank you so much for your answers. Which of the following do you think your seventh grade child would be interested in once they finish high school? You feel that your child wants to begin an associate's degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, or enter the workforce?
No, she's going to get a bachelor's degree. She's not optional.
Oh, all right, sir. Moving on quickly. How well is your seventh grade child's school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Do you feel they're doing very well?
Very well.
Oh, okay. All right. What would you say are the most significant challenges, in your own words, ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals? Like, what would you say would be the most significant challenges, in your own words, sir?
I don't know. I cannot answer that question.
You don't have any, you haven't noticed any, you know, challenges in, like, that you could tell us so that we're aware of, you know, of things that...
She got a mama and a dad, so she's, I don't think she's okay.
Okay,
so
no problem.
If you have any problem, she knows how to come to us and talk to us, so she don't really have any issues.
Well, you said your seventh grade child would most likely to begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident?
I'm 100% confident.
Oh, okay. And moving on, sir, thank you for your responses. When thinking about the possibility of your seventh grade child attending college, how much of a concern is the cost of applying to college? Do you feel that's a major concern to you, minor concern, or not a concern?
It's always a major concern. I'm paying back college loan right now, and I've been out of college for a long time, so it is a major concern.
All right, thank you for that feedback. What about the cost of room and board? Would you say that's a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
I'm not concerned about that. We don't even know what's going to happen, so I can't be concerned about that.
That's okay, sir. Your opinion matters. What about total tuition costs? Would you say that's a major concern, minor concern?
It's always going to be a concern when it comes to money and school.
Would you say it's a major or minor concern, tuition cost?
Yes, it's a major concern.
What about the cost of books? Would you say that's a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
No, the book is not a concern. The school is.
Okay. Well, do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody? Most people? Some people? Just a few people or nobody, sir?
Some people.
Some people. Okay. As you may know, vocational, technical, or VOC tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future career. Does your seventh grade child's school offer vocational training, sir? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your seventh grade child after they finish high school? Meaning, would you consider it? You might not consider, or you would not consider?
No, she's going to college, and that's it.
Okay, so would that be would not consider, or might not consider, or would not consider? Okay, what would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your seventh grade child, in your own words, sir?
No concern. I don't have no concern.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your response.
This is a lot of questions, and I gotta go to work. I'm like trying to get ready, and I'm trying to answer your question, but it's a lot of questions.
Yes, sir, and we're almost done. Remember, your opinion about your child's education is very important. We're almost done. When thinking about
is it real? Does it really matter?
Yes, sir. Your opinion does matter. This is mostly about education, and we like to get your feedback. As I was saying, sir, when thinking about post-high school plans for your seventh grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? For example, friends and peer plans. Do you feel it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
All right. What about college prep programs? Do you feel it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Teachers, do you feel it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Important.
Very or somewhat, sir?
Somewhat.
Family members, do you feel it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Family members, very important.
Guidance counselors, do you feel it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Your influence as a parent, do you feel it's very important, somewhat important,
yes,
not too...
100% is very important.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. To the best of your knowledge, does your seventh grade child identify as an LGBTQIA or not? Would you say a yes or no?
Can I get that question again, please?
Yes. To the best of your knowledge, does your seventh grade child identify as an LGBTQIA+? Or not? Hello?
I'm here.
Yes, I was asking, does your seventh grade child identify as LGBTQIA or not, sir?
Not.
Okay. And these last questions, sir. What languages
are spoken regularly?
Oh, it's just part of the survey, sir, but I'm almost done, I promise, and your feedback is highly welcome. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
what languages...
Why am I being asked about LGBTQ? Like, really?
Yeah, sir, it's just part of the survey, sir, and it's something that is going on in education nowadays. I was asking you, what languages are spoken regularly at home? Would you say, well, which one are mostly spoken at home, sir?
English.
English, okay. Moving on quickly, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Oh, man, this college.
College, all right. Would you say some college less than 2 years or some college more than 2 years?
No, college more than 2 years.
Okay. And what last year, what would you say is your total family income from all sources before taxes?
No, I can't answer that. That's okay. I can't answer that question.
All right, sir. And lastly, what is your 5-digit zip code?
Oh, that I can't answer either. I'm not giving my zip code either. I'm sorry.
All right, sir. And moving on, well, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview.
You said that was the last question.
Well, we're almost done, sir. These are just the last questions. We just would need to pass along your answers and your name and a phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter? Would you say yes or
no?
No. All right. And moving on, sir, would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
I don't know.
Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And just confirming, I would like to know your first name, and these are the last questions.
You told me you were asking me.
Oh, yes, sir, because I was asking you if you would like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community. That's why I was asking you things, details.
Yeah, but once you guys call my telephone, so once you call me, you will get me.
Well, we just need a first name, sir. I do have your phone number. All right. What would be your first name?
Kevin.
Oh, great, sir. All right. And your last name, sir?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm not giving no more information out. I don't even know who you are. You might be calling from somewhere that...
No, sir. We're representing Metro Research, so you don't have to worry about us. The phone number we reached out to you...
Everybody's always representing somebody until next thing you know, my name pop up somewhere it's not supposed to. I'm sorry and I respect you what you're doing, but I can't answer no more question. I'm sorry. I'm not giving out my name.
Well, this last question. I do have your phone number at 8689, right?
How did you get my number though?
Oh, we just have a list of random numbers that car calls, sir. So would you prefer to be contacted by a phone number or by email?
My number.
Oh, okay. No problem. All right, sir. And I'm moving on. All right. We would like to know as well, sir, these last questions.
No, I'm not going to answer no more questions. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. No more questions. I think I did enough already. I'm not answering no more.
Okay,
I was being very nice answering this question, but I'm not going to answer no more questions.
This sounds like
it's getting really personal. Now, my name and my number and everything.
Well, this is just to contact you in case we want to do surveys about Massachusetts,
no.
And that's why we were getting those details to you. But that's about it, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm not. No more questions. I'm sorry. Very sorry, but no more questions. I'm not.
All right, sir.
All right,
so thank you for your time, sir. Have a nice day.